It's hard to believe, but it's been 25 years since children's author Leslie Newman wrote Heather Has Two Mommies at the request of Amy Jacobson, a physician's assistant. Amy and her partner Lynn Zashin, a doctor, had a toddler and no books for her that looked like their family. So Leslie created one. The moms became Mama Kate and Mama Jane. Their daughter, a little girl named Heather, with two arms, two legs, two pets, and two mommies on her first day of school. And the backlash was immediate. It became the 9th most frequently banned book of the 90s. A Texas pastor checked it out of the library and refused to return it. Then there was North Carolina Senator Bob Smith, who read from the book on the Senate floor in an attempt to pass an amendment that would stop federal aid to school districts that had programs that he said promoted homosexuality. It was the so-called No Promo Homo Amendment.
In your school districts, this book can be purchased with taxpayer dollars. Heather has two mommies, two roommates, Mama Jane and Mama Kate. Nice and cute. Mama Jane has a no-nukes sweatshirt on. And it goes on to promote the lifestyle of two lesbian parents with a small child.
But the book was a bestseller. The title even parodied on a Simpsons episode, Bart Has Two Mommies. Talk show host Rachel Maddow writes in the new version, it's a book that changed the world. But since the world has changed since its release, what will the new version mean? Author Leslie Newman joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Thanks for having me on the show.
In some communities, they may think, oh, this is so quaint. We have so many books now that paint pictures of different kinds of families and so much awareness. But I'm wondering, are you hearing from people for whom this is still one of the few ways to communicate to their child a lifestyle they may not see anywhere else?
I recently heard from a woman who got the book and started reading it to her young daughter. I think she was maybe 5 or 6. And she said her daughter, who usually doesn't pay attention when she reads books to her, stopped everything, literally gasped and said, oh, she has two mommies, and then listened to the book and was just paid rapt attention to it and had never seen a book that had a kid with two moms and was just so excited about it. So, yeah, I think that that still goes on today.
It's still relevant.
Absolutely.
Perhaps the question should be, is it still controversial?
Well, the book is relatively new. It's been out for a month. I haven't heard of any controversy. I've heard a lot of praise, which is nice this time around.
Well, and what are you hearing from people over the years who've read it? We'll talk a little more about it. What are you hearing?
I've actually heard from adults who had the book read to them as a child who are now reading it to their children, which is really wonderful. And that can happen in 25 years. But at the time, I got a letter from a girl named Tasha when the book first came out. And she said, thank you for writing Heather Has Two Mommies. I know that you wrote it just for me. And I heard from a lesbian parent whose son, Nick, crossed out the word Heather on every page and wrote Nick above it. So this book really meant a lot to a lot of children. And I think it still will.
Well, but just to be clear, even though there seems to be some sort of urban myth that people have heard that there was a Heather and she grew up and denounced the family lifestyle, we did the research and it turns out maybe there's one young woman who says she would choose differently. There wasn't really a Heather, but there was a family.
Heather Has Two Mommies is a book of fiction. So no, there is a woman who named Heather, but that's just a wild coincidence, who was raised by two women and who now denounces gay marriage. But that has nothing to do with my book. The origin of my book is that a woman named Amy stopped me on the street one day and said, I don't have a book that I could read to my daughter that shows a family like ours. Somebody should write one. This was probably 1988. And so I took that request very seriously because when I grew up in the 1950s, I couldn't find a picture book that showed a family like mine, namely a Jewish family. And even though I was surrounded, I grew up in Brooklyn and on Long Island. At the time, I was in Brighton Beach. And even though I was surrounded by families pretty much like mine, I lived in a Jewish neighborhood, because I read books that showed kids looking for Easter eggs and sitting on Santa's lap, I said to my parents, why can't I do those things? And that very quickly changed into what's wrong with us. And so I knew what her daughter must feel like, not seeing a family like hers in a book. And I don't want any child to ever feel like there's something wrong with his or her family.
No.
The book is dedicated to two, actually, now they're young women. At the time, they were little girls. Sarah is the daughter of the woman who stopped me on the street and asked me to write the book. And Miranda is the daughter of the original publisher of the book,
who was very hard to find. You had a hard time getting this published.
I sent the book out to over 50 publishers. Nobody would pick it up. And so a friend of mine who had a desktop publishing company that was basically publishing pamphlets, and I decided to do the book together.
And the original illustrations were by Diana Souza. The new 25th anniversary re-release has new illustrations by Laura Cornell and slightly different words in the book. What did you change?
The story is basically the same. It's the story of Heather, a little girl whose favorite number is 2 because she has 2 moms. She has 2 pets. She just likes the number 2. And then she goes to school and she sees that there are a lot of different kinds of families. So in the original book, when there's a story time and the teacher talks about or reads a story about a child whose father is a veterinarian and the children start talking about what their daddies do in the original. In the new version, the children talk about what their daddies and their mommies do. In the original, Heather realizes she's the only one without a daddy and her forehead wrinkles up and she begins to cry. In the new version, Heather simply wonders, am I the only one without a daddy? And she doesn't cry. So it's much more open-ended so that the child reader can insert his or her own emotions into the story. They're not being told this is something to cry about.
Yeah. And we should say that in both books, there is another child in the class, as they're all talking about their families and drawing them, who has 2 daddies. And there was another book that came out at the same time, Daddy's Roommate, someone's father who moves in with his male friend. What was it like at that time to be one of 2 authors in the country, your book more so, that were being vilified?
Well, Michael Wilhoit, who was the author and illustrator of Daddy's Roommate, and I were called the Antichrist bookends. We were accused of being all kinds of things, you know, perverts, devils. We were going to go to hell. It was a pretty intense time.
That's author Leslie Newman talking about 1990 and the reception to her then brand new book, the first ever children's book featuring 2 lesbians as moms, Heather Has 2 Mommies. In 1992, New York's school chancellor tried to roll out a curriculum encouraging diversity. He'd suggested Heather as one of the books, not required it, but suggested it, and the uproar led to his firing. But Leslie, let's fast forward to today. We saw the recent bills in Indiana and Arkansas. They were interpreted as being against gay marriage. People very vocal about how they wouldn't want to bake a cake for a gay wedding. The sentiment from the 1990s is still there. What would you say to those parents who still would not want this book in their library?
I have a couple of things to say. First of all, if you don't want to read Heather Has 2 Mommies, don't read it. But you don't have the right to say that nobody can read it. I also would say that, well, I would ask that question, what are you afraid of? It seems to me that some people are afraid their child is going to read Heather Has 2 Mommies and grow up to be gay. What I say about that, first of all, that's not a horrible thing. I think, you know, if your child is gay, straight, lesbian, or bisexual, it's more important that your child be happy. But the second thing is that when I was growing up, I read thousands of books that featured heterosexual characters, and not one of those books changed my sexuality.
I'm a lesbian.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, but also I'm wondering if another response might be, are you sure your child hasn't already met a child in this family situation? I mean, what we're finding out after the Indiana debate, there were a lot of people who came forward and said, well, actually, I do have dear friends who are gay, and yet I'm not sure I want to bake a cake for a wedding. They've seemed to separate the gay and lesbian people they know from the ideology.
That is so painful. I mean, if I found out a friend of mine wouldn't bake a wedding cake for a lesbian couple getting married, I mean, that would be devastating.
Yeah.
Because I still think the most important thing and the most radical thing somebody can do is come out. Because then it isn't ideology, it's a human being, and there's a difference.
I'm wondering, too, if some of the success of Heather Has 2 Mommies was that it came at a time when a lot of children were realizing their families didn't look like families in the picture books, regardless of why.
Well, that's why it was very important to me that in Heather's classroom that all the children draw pictures of their families. And there is a child being raised by her grandmother. There's a child who has a daddy and a papa. There's a child with a single mother and a sister. There's a child who's adopted and doesn't look like anyone else in his family. And so the quote-unquote controversial message of the book is what Miss Molly, Heather's teacher, says to the children in her class and the child reading the book, which is that the most important thing about a family is that all the people in it love each other. Mm-hmm. And I never understood how that could be considered controversial.
Any chance there's going to be another book, maybe Heather as a young 25-year-old?
Well, I haven't thought about that. I do write books for middle grade readers, teens, and adults. But right now, I think Heather in her new signature purple cowgirl boots is going to stay in this book.
The illustrations are fantastic. Leslie, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
Leslie Newman, her book Heather Has Two Mommies is being released with new illustrations in a 25th anniversary edition. Do you still have the old black and white version? Did you read it to your kids then? Will you now? Your thoughts are welcome at hearandnow.org. Meanwhile, 37 states now permit gay marriage. We mentioned the religious freedom laws in Indiana and Arkansas. In Colorado this week, there's been a new twist on the religious liberty front. Colorado officials had already ruled that bakeries must cater to proponents of gay marriage. This week, a bakery in Denver was found not guilty of discrimination for refusing to put Bible verses condemning homosexuality on a cake. Christian activist Bill Jack had tried to order the cakes. Colorado officials say refusing the request does not constitute discrimination, since the bakery was willing to bake him another one.